This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. decided that it is going to veto a resolution, a United Nations resolution, backed by almost all other Security Council members, many other nations, demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Supporters called it a terrible day and warned of more civilian deaths and destruction as the war goes on into its third month.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences. We anticipate that it would result in a complete breakdown of public order and increased pressure for mass displacement into Egypt.
That's UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres making the plea for peace, saying that a ceasefire is absolutely necessary. Vladimir Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip in Russia for at least another 6 years, announcing his candidacy in the presidential election next March, that he's all but certain to win. He still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power. Taiwan says that China sent a balloon.
Taiwan says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. Taiwan adds, as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships had been...
AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma, this is VOA News. The national security advisors of the United States, South Korea, and Japan are calling for stronger international push to suppress North Korea's development of nuclear weapons and missiles. They also want to curtail the North's military cooperation with other countries amid concerns about its alleged arms transfers to Russia. 17-year-old Ethan Crumley has been sentenced to life in prison for the shooting deaths of four students in 2021 at Oxford High School in Michigan.
I'm a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
A judge rejected pleas for a shorter sentence and ensured Crumley will not get a chance for parole. He spoke before he was sentenced.
It may not show it now with only 2 years of records, but I am trying. And all I want is for the people I hurt to just have a final sense of culpability that justice has somewhat been served.
The court also heard from victims' families. Nicole Beausoleil's daughter was killed.
Forgiving is a choice. I choose not to forgive you for the choice you made.
His attorney told the judge Crumley deserves an opportunity for parole after his sick brain is fixed through counseling and rehab. I'm Ed Donahue.
A first in the nation high-speed rail project has been touted by U.S. President Joe Biden on a speech Friday.
U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled on Friday a $3 billion investment for a high-speed rail project aiming to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
At long last, we're building the first high-speed rail project in our nation's history, and it started here.
Biden's remarks were made at the Carpenters International Training Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. The president also announced $8.2 billion in funding for 10 new passenger rail projects. The projects, funded by the $1 trillion infrastructure law, include $3 billion for the nation's first high-speed rail line, which will run through California, according to a senior administration official. Biden will next head to California for a three-day star-studded fundraising trip to rake in a record amount of cash for the Democratic U.S. president's 2024 re-election effort. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
European Union negotiators clinched a deal Friday on the world's first comprehensive artificial intelligence rules, paving the way for legal oversight of AI technology that has promised to transform everyday life and spurred warnings of existential dangers to humanity. Negotiators from the European Parliament and the bloc's 27 member countries overcame big differences on controversial points, including generative AI and police use of face recognition surveillance. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.